time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in on this rainy Thursday morning, but we've got a good show lined up for you today. A little bit later on, Kaawa County Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas will be here to talk with us, and the Lady Tigers will play Friday night in the semifinals of the second region basketball tournament, so stick around for that. We're going to start the day, though, with a little track and field with Caldwell County coach Steve Shaw, who is in the studio with us this morning. And, Steve, thanks for making it in through the rain.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. Always nice driving down 24 coming in. You know, 24 is what it is when it's nice out, and then you add a little rain, and it just becomes that much more fun. It's my version of NASCAR coming on in. It was raining, so I knew it was a day with me and Todd together.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this is not exactly track weather, is it?
It isn't, but honestly, we've been really lucky this year. A lot of times they said it was going to rain. We've managed to kind of been able to get out in between. You know, the afternoons have been nice. It's been warm. So I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed and hope it just continues that way. Even today, it looks like this is going to blow past, and we might get lucky and be able to be outside. You know, when we're on the rubberized track, it's a lot easier. You know, the kids get the spikes on. They're not going to slip, so we don't have to worry about safety. And you know, we can get out there and we can get some work in. We got seven practices till we have a track meet.
We have had some crazy weather through the years at track meets.
We've seen some stuff. We've been out there in the thunder and the lightning and the wind, and I've been through a couple tents. Luckily this one is held up, and I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed and hope we can keep it on the ground and we don't have a Wizard of Oz type event.
One year when we left Princeton, it was about 75 degrees, and the sun was out, and it was a great day. By the time we got to Crittenden County and got through that meet, it was snowing.
We didn't even get through that meet.
Yeah.
We got there in the half hour between the time we left the school and we got to Crittenden County. It had dropped down into the 30s.
Yeah.
And then the sun dipped, and it started to snow, and yeah, that was time to make an executive decision, and we went and packed it on up. There were kids were hiding under the tent, under the tarp, under the tent. And so, yeah, we were just like, yep, nope.
But this time of year, you just never know. I mean, it could be warm, it could be cold, it could be rain, snow, whatever you show up with. I mean,
yeah, and that's just in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Spring in Kentucky is a fun and wonderful and mysterious thing. Yeah. So, but, you know, running in the rain, a lot of times people, you know, they get concerned about it. But if the kids are in their correct form, really, it's not as big a deal. We set back in, you know, a few years back with Baron Wells and Witherspoon, those guys, we actually set the school 4x2 record at Marshall County in the rain.
Wow. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking with Kaw County track coach Steve Shaw. And, Steve, you guys have had two really good seasons back-to-back now.
We've grown and we've built some stability. You know, as a small school, that's really kind of the biggest challenge, is getting enough kids out to fill all the events at region. And that's always been, you know, that was my goal from the start. You know, the first year it was, you know, hey, let's improve our standings. And then, you know, I've just been working on getting kids out. And now we're kind of seeing that. You know, this is year eight for me. And 2 years ago, we got the first boys regional trophy. You know, we got runners up. That's the first time in school history we got that. Last year, we got the first boys region, or the second boys regional trophy. And then we got the first girls regional trophy in 30 years.
Yeah.
It was 95 since the last time we had gotten a trophy there. And then, you know, the guys went to state, and really, you know, we had a kind of chance if a couple things broke our way. You know, we could have been, you know, maybe second or third. We wound up with fourth, which was way more than I thought. I always thought we were a top 10 team in the state going into the season. I felt like really that's where we were. Getting a trophy at state, yeah, I'd love to win it. I mean, no coach is going to lie and say it isn't. My expectation, you know, what I want, like my goal is I want that gold trophy at regionals. Yeah. I don't want that silver one. And I think this year we've got a really good shot. We're deep across the board, boys and girls. We're going to have probably two people in every event. Last year we lost to Murray by three points. If I'd have just put somebody in the 3,200 and they just jogged those eight laps, we'd have won the region. And so I'm not going to make that mistake again. Uh-huh. I've got some girls that already come to me and said, hey, I'll do it. So there's two. There's only one returning 3,200-meter runner in the region. But, of course, you never know who's going to come out, what everybody's going to have, and then, you know, who's going to make it to the end of the season. So I think we're set up really well to challenge. Murray girls have been really tough, and Fort Campbell their guys, it's always tough, right? Fort Campbell's just a traditional powerhouse in track and field for decades. And you don't know what's going to happen with them because you don't know who's coming into base. You don't know who might be, you know, being transferred out. So it really is kind of this potluck for Fort Campbell in the way they're able to put a team together every year with that challenge is always really impressive. And they run such a great program down there. So, but I think we're there. We have had everybody out. We have had great practices. Everybody is getting after it. They're helping each other. They're holding each other accountable. They're picking each other up. Everything you want your team to do, and it doesn't matter if it's from my seniors all the way down, you know, the seventh graders that we have coming out, they're just kind of learning this year. But I think some of them are going to contribute. So I fully expect some of them to be involved in what we do on the bigger meets on the weekends and when we go to regionals.
When do you guys first start?
We're starting next week, next Saturday, the 14th. So we're opening up at home. We've already got 12 teams coming in. We've got some big-time schools are coming. So some of the local schools that we'll compete with at regionals, you know, we're going to see Fort Campbell's coming up, UHA's coming up. UHA's always got – their athletes are really good. They're just depth is, you know, usually their struggle. But we've got Clarksville Northeast is coming up. That's a Tennessee powerhouse. Paducah-Tillman's coming. Hopkinsville's coming. Madisonville's coming. So it's going to be full. It's going to be a good one. You want to see some good track early. You want to see some fast kids run. You want to see some jumps and some throws. Yeah, we're going to open it up, and it's going to be great.
It sure is nice, though, to get to have some home meets, isn't it?
Yeah. Those first few years practicing on the parking lot was not great.
Yeah.
I just always refer to it as when people ask me about my track, what it used to be, the best way I can describe it is a really old Walmart parking lot. That thing was bad. you know, but we've gotten support. You know, we proved that we had a team that was, you know, worth supporting. Early on when I got there, we had, you know, there's 12 the year before I got here. There were 29 my first season. I had 15 boys, 14 girls. And, you know, are you going to make that kind of investment on something that might or might not be in a couple years? And over the years, you know, we've grown. We've proven that, you know, we're going to be a competitive team. We, you know, these kids are worth that investment. And, you know, we've put hardware in the case to prove it.
Yeah, I think one of the first years we took pictures, there were only, what, 12 or 14 kids on the entire team, girls and boys.
The year before I got here was 12. Yeah. My first year, and I recruited pretty hard in the hallways in my class, you know, talking to kids about coming out, what the benefit of having track was. And, yeah, there wound up being 29 total that first year, 2019.
Yeah.
You know, I had 29 out there, and we went from being the worst team in the region. Like, we were awful. I think we finished like fourth in the boys and fourth in the girls that season. And that was in 2A. So we were against Tillman and Callaway, Webster, Union. The next couple years, we were finishing third. Callaway, boys, and Tillman boys. Tillman's just a monster. And then, you know, the girls, both of those schools that are almost twice our size, they were the two that were beating us. We were beating everybody else.
Yeah, the drop down to 1A was certainly a big deal for the track program.
It was huge because in 2A, we were the only 2A football team in 2A track. And so there's only three classes in track. You got 3A, 2, and 1. And we were the smallest school in that. And, you know, everybody we competed against, especially when we went to state, everybody was 800 to 1,100 students. And, you know, we just it becomes a numbers game. Can you qualify enough for state? Can you get them in those top eight spots where you can score some points? And like I said, for me, state is kind of that icing on the cake for me. Whatever happens at state, whatever medals my kids get at state, that is awesome. That's always the way I'm just going to approach it. How many kids can I get medals at regionals? How many kids can I get to compete? How many medals can I get them for at regionals? If my focus is that and putting kids in the right spots, then the team score is going to take care of itself.
Now, we've talked about improvements to the facilities here. At what point are we in line maybe to get a regional tournament or a regional track meet here?
Well, I was hoping this year, but that did not pan out. Mayfield is going to Mayfield this year. A little surprising because they don't have lights at Mayfield, so I'm not sure how that is 100% going to work out. But I thought after what Coach Riley and I were able to pull off last year, the state kind of owed us one, really. But the biggest thing holding us back is pole vault. We just do not have a runway and a pit, and it's a challenge. It's an expensive event to add. If you don't already have that runway and the landing pad, you know, that is involved, right? You're going to have to dig out, you're going to rubberize it, and then you've got to add the landing pad. And so you're talking anywhere, you know, a cheap one is, you know, $15,000 to $20,000.
Wow.
And, you know, overall investment, you talk, you know, the school, you know, we're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $35,000 or $40,000 to add that one event. And then you got to hope kids do it.
Yeah.
I think we do. I've had lots of kids that have asked about it, and I pole vaulted in high school. I pole vaulted in college. So, you know, we are able to – I could coach it. It's just it's a big investment. So if there's anybody out there listening right now and they need a huge tax write-off, we will be glad to assist you in that endeavor. I will be glad to write that receipt out for you. But that's really the big thing that's holding us back. The city, I got to say this real quick about Mayor Thomas came to me last season about our shot put. It's called the landing area. That is where the shots, when they throw, that's where they land. And we've been just throwing out into the grass. So really, that area down there, you drive past it when you come into the school. It's right there behind the field house. By the end of the season, it looks like a World War I battlefield.
Yeah.
It looks like no man's land out there. So, you know, he talked to me about it. We compared some ideas, and the past couple days, the city has come out. They dug it out, lined it with ties, filled it with sand. So we have a really nice landing area, and we're getting ready to redo the discus. We've moved the pad, and we've got a new cage to replace the one from 1943.
Okay. So, now the regional meet at Mayfield, they have all the timing stuff. in place, right, where the it's actually going to work and we're going to record times. And because that's how you guys kind of ended up with, I guess, half a regional meet last year.
Yeah, we got all the running events. Yeah. They had an issue with the timing system at Murray, and it is what it is, right? It happened. We fixed it. Kids got to go to state. They should have got to go to state instead of getting kind of, robbed of that opportunity. I hate using the word robbed because that's not really what happened. It was just a mistake. It wasn't something intentional. They just would have missed out on those opportunities. And so by us being able to have it, we made sure those kids got to go to state and compete. And so Mayfield having it, I don't believe they have their own timing system. There's only a few schools that have their own timing system. Marshall County has theirs. Henderson has one. We are one of the few that have their own timing system. And it's a huge benefit. But there are companies, there are gentlemen out there that do this professionally. I've got the numbers on a couple just in case I have an issue. Or if we decided to have, maybe a regional, I may outsource that timing.
Okay.
But, those guys come in, and even the guys that do that professionally, there's a guy comes in, he rolls in, he's got all kinds of equipment. And at the Area 1 last year, and all of his stuff went down. Fortunately, McCracken County was there, and their coach happens to have his stuff with him. And that bailed us out. But that was the meet that they moved to Friday night, and we started at 5.
Oh, yeah.
And we were there till 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And part of that was because of the timing delay. That shut us down for about 45 minutes and pushed everything back while they reloaded. And, yeah, it was last year was an interesting year for sure.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We need to get to another timeout on the show. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Go fishing.
Go discovering.
Go exploring.
GoCadiz.com.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripower. Dream lawns need a realistic plan, and Kubota has a reliable, powerful zero-turn mower to help you see those dreams come to life. Plus, dealer support to help you achieve your goals. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota Z400 series for zero down, 1.99 APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Come see us, H&R Agripower, Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville.
Dirty or low oil can seriously shorten the life of your engine. That's why the certified service experts at Trice Hughes in Princeton undergo extensive training to understand your vehicle's engine and oil needs. With regular oil changes from their experienced team, you can trust your vehicle is ready to perform its best mile after mile. Don't let neglect keep you off the road. Visit Trice Hughes for your next oil change and keep your vehicle running strong. Schedule today at TriceHughes.com.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley@wkdzradio.com. That's hriley@wkdzradio.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're talking with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw this morning, and the track team getting ready to start its season next weekend. And Steve, how many home meets are we looking at for this season?
We're going to have 2 varsity, 1 middle school meet. So normally we'd sneak in about, we'd have 4, but the state has moved the state meet up. The KHSA moved the state meet up a week, and so we've lost a meet out of our schedule. Not exactly sure why. I don't know. UK might be hosting something. They may be just moving it to be more in line, but the state meet for us is on the 21st, and graduation is the 22nd. So, yeah, those seniors are going to have hopefully, you know, I have them all with me on Thursday, and they're going to get back Thursday night, and they're going to have a busy Friday, Saturday. So,
yeah, usually we're at the mercy of when UK can host.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know why they don't move it around some.
If the SEC track meet is in Lexington, then everybody else just kind of has to work around it.
Yeah, you think that, you know, hey, let's throw a bone to Western or something. Yeah. They got a track. No. Yeah.
Well, it's just always been at UK as far as I can remember.
Yeah, and for the kids, it really is cool. You know, when you walk onto that track, there's been a lot of great track athletes that have come out of UK. And, you know, a lot of the kids know them. You know, when they walk in, there's a huge mural of a lot of the former athletes, you know, women and men that have competed internationally, that have competed at the Olympic level. And so, you know, it's a fun experience. It's fun for me. I mean, you walk out there, you're like, this is cool. I just spent the whole time walking around. You know, I usually do it at a meet anyway, but, you know, one, I talk to some of the coaches. I get a chance to talk to some of the college coaches that are there. So it gives me a chance to kind of, you know, get the word out about kids. But yeah, just to be there, you know, and to be in that atmosphere, it's a lot of fun for them. It's a lot of fun for me, right? That's the fun meet.
Now, who are you expecting big years out of this year?
You know, we got seniors coming back. You know, we're returning a lot of, you know, top level, you know, that competed either for medals at state or were, you know, top in the region. You know, on the girls' side, you know, I got sprints. I got Briley Hubbard, you know, at 200, and she's kind of that glue in the relays. Addie Middleton, you know, she's a 100-meter. You know, if you really want to see somebody run, watch her anchor the 4x1 last year on the Max's moment there. You know, maybe I'll get a plug
for that one. Max's over at yoursportsedge.com.
So there we go. I'll learn that line. Just send that check payable to Caldwell County High School track team. Yeah.
it probably won't get you the pole vault, but
anything I can do. You know, Cooper's coming back. He's looking really good. I think he's in a good mind place. You know, Shane Farrow coming back in the 100. Last year he finished second. He had a real strong end of the year. And, you know, he anchored that 4x2 team that won state. You know, he's the anchor on the 4x1. He's going to run the 200. Last year, you know, he finished second, and everybody else in the top 10 were seniors, right? And so returning, he's going to kind of have that target. And I think Shane is kind of like that. I kind of seen a better focus this year. And so if he shows up, you know, his mind in the right spot, my distance guys have been getting after it. And that's one area where we've slowly been creeping up and getting better. And when we get points out of those guys, that really makes a big difference. You know, on the jump side, hurdles, Jackson Risley, I think he's set up for a good year. Max Heaton's back. You know, he had a bit of an ankle issue last year, and he's been getting after it. I think he's hungry. You know, going down the line, Colson Maddox. On the girls' side, we got AJ coming back. And the high jump, you know, she's won the region 3 years in a row, and she's a sophomore, right? And Riley's right behind her. So we went 1-2. Working on developing some girls in the long jump. And, you know, in distance, you know, like Claire Shrewsbury's coming back. And she's in the play right now. She's getting some miles in. But I really think her and then, you know, some of these girls that have come out, these middle school girls and some of the girls that have come out for the first time, like Anairi Wilson and, you know, some of the wrestlers that are coming out after, you know, taking a little bit of time off to recover. You know, we're deep. We're set up across there. You know, Dalen Lander and Marquise Wilson, you know, all the way down the line, I don't think there's anybody that's not challenging for a spot. Out of the 30 guys on the team that aren't challenging for one of those two or three spots, either starting or one of those four spots on a relay, we are deep. And so it's a fight to get on there, and I think that makes everybody better because they know, you know, you're going to have to claw your way into a spot.
Numbers are everything, though. Like we talked about earlier, you have to have the numbers to be able to go compete. And it sounds like you guys are in position to where you can at least challenge for that big region trophy this year.
Well, the Area 1, that's where everybody gets together. And last year, we were right at the top of that. And that's where you have every school in the region comes together. And then, you know, going to regionals, like I said, I think we're set up really good. I was talking to Coach Goodwin yesterday. You know, I said, you're going to – good luck picking a, you know, a long and a triple jumper on the guy side, because there's about five guys right there right now that are going to fight for those spots. And I mean, it may come down to a couple inches. And that is just going to push them, knowing that, you know, if you're that number two or three guy, you got somebody hot on your heels. You better show up every day.
Yeah.
And so the same thing on the girls. You know, I've got some depth. And the nice thing about it is I've got them spread out, too. Guys, we're pretty senior heavy. We've got 10 seniors this year. But we got, you know, people coming up. And I like seeing those 7th graders, 8th graders coming out so that they're learning. I always tell them, I said, your job first is to learn and then compete for a spot. And, you know, they want to go. You know, they want to go on a Saturday. They want to run. They want to fight their way into something.
Well, the season's almost here. I appreciate you paddling in this morning and getting into the show. And good luck to you guys this season. We'll have to set a day for pictures pretty soon.
Yeah, we got to get to that. I'm just waiting on everybody to get there. Hopefully I wait about another week on the girls' basketball team. I will be all right with that.
Yeah, as long as they keep playing, it's good, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. She can keep them for a little while there. So,
all right, appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd. Always appreciate you talking about us and having me on.
Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw with us this morning here on the Sideline Report. We'll talk basketball when we come back. Lady Tiger head coach Melissa Thomas will join us. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Go camping.
Go hiking.
Go antiquing.
GoKDiz.com.
At Caldwell Medical Center, caring for your family is at the heart of what they do, offering family practice, internal medicine, and pediatric services to handle your health needs. From wellness exams and vaccinations to the treatment of various health conditions, their comprehensive care keeps you covered. Don't travel for quality health care. Find everything your family needs with Caldwell Medical Associates Family Practice Clinic, right here, close to home. Find more information at CaldwellMedical.com.
Are you looking to make tax season a little brighter? Look no further than Princeton's premier car dealer. They have a wide selection of cars to fit any budget. Their friendly staff are there to help you find the perfect car for your needs. Plus, they offer special financing options to make your purchase even more affordable. Don't wait. Visit them today and make tax season brighter with a new car from Princeton's premier car dealer. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com.
Golf Lesson, starring Catherine Brown of the UK Women's Golf Team and Wade.
Catherine, I'd like to buy a few golf lessons.
Why?
Well, most bankers golf with clients, so I need to impress my clients with a great golf game.
Well, it's going to have to cost you double.
Oh, that's well worth it.
Here, show me your swing. Oh, my.
Oh, it just slipped right out of my hand. I'll get it.
Farmers Bank, local banking, legendary service, zero golf skills.
Found it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Lady Tiger basketball playing in the second region semifinals Friday night over at Hopkins County Central. And we're talking with Lady Tiger head coach Melissa Thomas now in the studio with us this morning. And again, thanks for coming in through the weather this morning. I really appreciate it. And what a big win for you guys the other night.
I'm glad to be here, Todd. I'm thrilled with the finish of our season. Hopefully we can keep this run going. I love March because of basketball, and to still be playing in March is a big deal for our program.
You guys have won 7 of 8.
Yeah, and that's what you want to do. You know, you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of February going into March, and we've been able to do that. So I'm proud of our team for just locking in and continuing to grind this long season out. You know, we're in a good shape going into this semifinal match.
You know, we've talked all season, and it isn't always pretty. Sometimes we turn the ball over too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't shoot well.
Yeah.
But somehow they've managed to fight through all that and win 15 games.
Yeah, this team it's been a roller coaster season for us. We're all over the place. I never really know how we're going to come out. However, we've got a lot of grit. This is a good basketball team. We don't always do everything right. We have a tendency to make it look ugly. We have a tendency to play to our competition, whether good or bad. There's lots of things that have just given me headaches this whole year. But we've continued to just stick with it, stick with our game plan, continue to work hard, continue to just emphasize commitment, dedication, hard work, all those core responsibilities that lead to success. So we've been able to do that, and we've been able to put a run together here at the end.
And before I forget, there's a big send-off for you guys on Friday.
Yeah, come on out. We need the community support. You know, we haven't been in a region semifinal since 2014. So come on out and support these young ladies. It's been a long, grueling season. Basketball season is tough. It's rough. It's long. We're thrilled to be in the position that we're in, and it's time for the community to step up for these young ladies.
You know, there was a time when we just kind of took it for granted that we would win the district and play two or three games in the regional tournament, and getting moved to the 7th district didn't exactly help us, but, you know, the program kind of swooned a little bit too, so it feels like we're kind of trying to fight back out of that.
We are, and, you know, being in a small school such as Caldwell County, you're going to have times where your athletes are available and times when you're not. You know, we're not out there recruiting, so it's going to be, you know, we're playing the kids that we have, and sometimes it's a struggle, and sometimes we have good groups that come through, and sometimes we just have kids that work hard. And so, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs in a program. If you'll remember way back, I was around when we switched to the 7th district. And it's always about expectations. What do you expect from your team? I remember I was at Lyon County when the switch was made, and I was mad as a hornet because there were people saying, oh, we don't want to go to the 7th district because we can't compete in that district. And that irritated me even as the Lyon coach at that time because I was a Caldwell County alum. You know, yes, we can. We can compete in the 7th district. We can compete. This is Caldwell County girls basketball going back to the, you know, to the first teams that I can remember in the 90s, you know, winning the region. You know, we have strong tradition. We've had our ups and downs, but overall the tradition of girls basketball in this county is good. We have a tradition of winning and excellence, and that has to be the expectation. And it's always going to be the expectation when I'm at the helm because I want to win and I know what we're capable of doing.
Yeah, you mentioned an up and down season. And there have been moments where you almost got McCracken County, took that game to overtime. Really probably should have beaten them.
Absolutely.
And McCracken beat Marshall County the other night in the first region. You had a shot at Hopkins County Central the first time you played them.
Yes.
You got Madisonville twice this season. To me, those are all pretty big milestones. And then to knock off Christian County in the second region tournament, that's kind of, you know, if we're not back, we're at least in the right direction.
Yeah, we could stop right now, and this has been a successful season.
Yeah.
Absolutely, no doubt. We've competed this year. We've competed with the best, and that's all you want to ask for is give your team a chance to win. And these girls have worked themselves into that. It's been frustrating because we would go out and a team that we're really not supposed to beat and compete with, and then we'd roll over against a team that I felt like we should win. But that's just immaturity, and that's inconsistency that comes along with playing so many young kids. But, you know, at the end of the day, you rely on your veteran players. You know, we've got a senior who's really carried us this year as far as just work ethic and always being consistent, and Kadaria Thompson, and two juniors that have all been to a couple of our top players in Medline and Kamaya. And then we've had to fill in with underclassmen. And those underclassmen have stepped up and made big roles. If you think about what Audra McCoy's done for us this year, she's been our best player at times down this stretch. And then the presence of Gio Whitaker, an eighth grader, and Alea Scherer in the middle have really given us a bonus. They have given strong minutes. They're turning out to be fantastic players. And then you've got Paisley Hooks as a sophomore who's just been vital coming off the bench most of the year, just filling a spot, doing whatever needs to be done in the moment. So that's a true – what I've just described to you is a true team basketball environment where you've got players, you've got a really solid point guard, you've got post players, you've got kids that can shoot the ball. So, you know, it's no surprise to me that we've been able to have success. We've surprised some people in the community and the region, but it's been no surprise to me because I know what these kids are capable of doing.
Yeah, one thing you guys did do well the other night, we talked about – sometimes we turn it over too much, and sometimes we don't always hit shots we think we should hit. But one thing you guys did the other night was rebound.
Yes.
And that was a difference. Yeah.
Right. That's just grit. That's want to. That's discipline. And we knew two keys going into that game, take care of the basketball and rebound, because Christian is so big and strong, and they beat us down. And we can be wimpy at times. I'm just going to be honest. We don't always play as strong as we're capable of. But, you know, we wanted to win that game. And, you know, want to is something that's can win you a lot of games in high school girls basketball.
Well, you guys were down 23-10 in the second quarter, and it's pretty easy at that point to say, well, it's not our night. The shots aren't going in. We're having trouble handling the press. But you guys went on a little run there right before halftime. I think it was like 15-5. That 13-point deficit became a 3-point deficit, and now it's game on.
Right. And that was vital going into halftime, us having the momentum. Because of basketball is a game of runs. They're going to make their run. We're going to make ours. We just got to make sure either we have more runs than they do or our run is longer than theirs. And, you know, we made that run in the second. It took us a quarter and a half for some reason to adjust to that box and wood. We couldn't get done what we needed to get done, and that's coaching. I take responsibility for that. I should have called a couple more timeouts there to make sure we knew exactly what we needed to be doing. We had prepared for a box and one because we thought Hopkins Central might try that on us because I'd seen them run that in some game film. So we do. We'd been over it before. It just takes us some time. This team's not one that we don't adjust well. And so in games like that, you got to make adjustments on the fly. So we were able to make that run going into the halftime and then really settle it at halftime on what we needed to do differently against that defense.
Well, and a three-point game is anybody's game at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. It's pretty much 0-0.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, 16 minutes. You got to keep – at this time of year, you got to keep reminding the kids how much time you got
because
they're tired.
Yeah.
You know, can you play for 16 minutes? Well, that didn't sound long. A whole half sounds like a century, but if you break it down into minutes, you got 16 minutes. We went into the fourth quarter. You got 8 minutes. Let's go. You can lay it all out for 8 minutes. And they bought into that, and we were able to finish strong.
Well, the third quarter was back and forth a little bit, but you guys pretty much owned the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's just drive and want to. You know, we just decided that we were going to lock in and continue to push the basketball. Sometimes when you get a lead, we've had the tendency to play passive and play to not win or to not lose instead of to win. But, you know, we were sure to let the kids know we're going to keep taking it at them. Let's keep going because you didn't want the win to go out of the sails too early. So we wanted to keep pushing. We were able to get some easy baskets off of our defense, and it allowed us to extend that lead.
Now, a big mountain in front of you in the semifinals Friday night. You've got Crittenden County, but yeah, at least we're kind of familiar with them.
Yes.
So you don't do a whole lot of scouting, but they've got a really nice team. I mean, they really do.
They really do. It's probably the best Crittenden team they've had, I know, in a long, long time. They have all the tools also. You know, they've got a great guard play in the big three, and Jordan Hodge and Elliot Evans and the Boone kid. They're just really good shooters, good fundamental basketball players. And then you've got Briston Russian and Federico in the middle, solid basketball players. And they're just so fundamentally sound. You know, they're going to play good defense. They're going to put pressure on us. They're going to know us. They're very well coached. So it's, you know, we're not going to pull one over on them. They know what we have. We know what they have. But you know what? It's March. Anything could happen. We're going to go and give them our best shot. We're going to play hard. We're going to compete. We're going to have a game plan in place, and we're going to do our very best to win that basketball game.
You guys saw them back in the season opener. Of course, that was 3 months ago. So
I did go back and watch the film.
Did you? Yeah.
We're not the same team, and they're not either.
Yeah.
You know, watching them against Webster the other night, they shot the ball so well. They're really hard to guard because they shoot so well that it's hard to play a zone against them, but they also are very disciplined to run their offense, and so it's also hard to play man-to-man. So we're going to try to mix it up a little bit and, like I said, give it our best shot and go out and compete.
Crittenden County teams the last few years have kind of reminded me of Caldwell teams from 25 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, and that's because of basic fundamentals. You know, girls don't really play basketball outside of basketball practice anymore, but these girls at Crittenden right now are basketball players. That most of them, that's all that they do. And so that used to be the case at Caldwell. You know, but now we're sharing kids with soccer. We're sharing kids with volleyball. We're sharing kids with track, which my own child's a three-sport athlete, and I love it.
Yeah.
We have to be able to share kids for all of our programs to be successful. So I'm not complaining about that, but it shows sometimes, you know, when you've got kids that are just genuinely dedicated to basketball versus kids that are three-sport athletes. I wouldn't trade it because I think your high school experience needs to be full. And you need to play all the sports that you can. We have to be able to share athletes, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that we have so many three-sport athletes and two-sport athletes on our team, except for, I think, Kadari Thompson. Every one of our top seven players are multiple-sport athletes. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
You know, I look at Crittenden County, and they've got seven or eight, and like you say, they can all handle the basketball. They can shoot it. They rebound.
Yeah.
But I know you guys would not be going over there Friday night if you didn't have a game plan and expect to push them for a chance to win and get to the championship game.
We absolutely are going to compete on Friday. I mean, you get to this point, anything can happen. Mm. You know, we're not supposed to win. Like, the pressure's off of us. All the pressure is on them. And so, you know, I hope they're overlooking us. You know, we're going to come out and we're going to give it our best shot. We have really good basketball players on this team. And if we put together a good shooting night, we absolutely have a chance to win this game. So, you know, we're going to give it our best shot. We're going to go out and compete. We have to defend well. But if we can put it together, if we can take care of the basketball and rebound well, we'll be in it.
From listening to a lot of people talk over at the regional earlier this week, I think everybody just wants somebody to beat Henderson County.
Yeah, they've won the past 7 years.
Yeah, that's enough, you know.
It's enough. It's time for somebody else to win. Lion about had them the other night. You know, I really thought that Lion had a good shot of beating them. Lion has a fantastic basketball team. They've had a great year. But, you know, Henderson's just – they reload every year. You know, they're the regional favorite. They're going to be the regional favorite until somebody knocks them off. Yep. So we'll see.
Not to go down a rabbit hole here, but I think it shows kind of the need for classes when you just look at that Lyon County-Henderson County game the other night, because with Lyon County, they do have a great team, maybe the best team in school history.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a pretty average Henderson County team, but the average Henderson County team beat the really good team from Lyon County. And, you know, that makes you think, hey, maybe it's not fair that Henderson County has 2,000 kids to pick from, and Lyon County has, what, a fifth of that?
Oh, yeah.
Or not that many? So it's a...
Probably not. I am all for a class system. It's never going to happen, I don't think. But absolutely. What's the difference? We do it in the other sports. Yeah. You know, it just doesn't make sense to not do it. It's just hard to compete. It's hard for the smaller schools to compete year in and year out. That's why if you look, Henderson's won it the past 7 years. They probably won it, I don't know who won it, 8 years ago. It was probably another big school.
I don't know, was it Webster County or somebody like that?
I can't remember. It's just so rare for any of us to be able to knock them off because we're competing. They've got kids. You know, one battle that we fight is having enough kids for the field the team, and they've got enough kids to field a varsity, JV, and full freshman team. So when you're developing that many kids, it makes a difference. Yeah.
Well, in practice, you know, when you've got 10 or 15 kids who are all pretty equal, you get some competition going. When you're struggling to have five to go against your starting five, it's a different scenario.
It definitely makes a difference. You know, we had 10 kids at practice yesterday. You know, so it's just, you know, they do have an advantage. But here's the thing. You can only put five on the court at a time. So all you have to do is have, you know, five or six kids, really, to be able to compete in basketball. And that's an advantage that we have over other sports. You know, in soccer, you got to play, I don't know, is 11? It 11?
Yeah.
You know, in football, you got to play 11. Like, you got to play more kids in these other sports. You know, we just need really six or seven kids to be able to compete. So if you look at it that way, we don't have as unfair an advantage as people would like to say.
But even with the guys back in 2007, that was probably Caldwell County's best team since the 87 team made it all the way to the finals. And that team played Henderson in the semifinals. And again, just an average team by Henderson standards, but Henderson beat what was a really, really good Caldwell County team. And at some point you're like, You know, if their average team is beating our great team, then the playing field's not level.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, when I was coaching at Lyon County, the best team we ever had, we made it to the state semifinals in Class A that year. We drew Henderson first round, which is a curse I think that Lyon County has that I started way back. It might have even been before me. I don't know.
Drawing Henderson?
We drew Henderson the first round that year and lost by 30. Yeah. You know, and so you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's, you know, the data shows that we're all struggling to compete against the big schools. And, you know, we're getting ready to have another super school in our region.
Yeah.
You know, so at least with Christian and Hopkinsville combining, maybe that they can provide some competition.
Yeah, for Henderson.
For Henderson.
Well, what's the game plan for Friday night for you guys?
Go out and play hard. You know, I think the teams that are continuing to grit it out, because that's what you saw in our last regional, in our first round, is just to show some grit, not give up. The team that's going to come out and make a run, continue to make runs, not roll over, take care of the basketball. You know, we don't shoot very well from the field. So when you don't shoot very well, you either got to turn the other team over or you got to rebound really well. Mm-hmm. So we've got to own the glass. And we've got to just fight hard and play hard and play well as a team.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys, and I appreciate you coming in this morning in the rain.
I always appreciate you, Todd. You're the best there is.
We're
very blessed. I know we honored you in one of our games this year, but that's not even enough. Like,
I asked them to keep that short, so I wouldn't have to be out there very long.
Well, if we gave you the time that you deserve, we'd still be there because, you know, you're the best around. I know you don't like to hear that. But it's worth noting and saying that we're so blessed because the amazing thing is you cover girls' sports as much as boys' sports, and a lot of communities don't get that. And we've always had it. Back in the day when it wasn't the popular thing to do, you were at just as many of our games as the boys. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. Thanks a lot. Sir. Good luck. Friday night, Lady Tigers taking on Crittenden County in the second region tournament. It's a 6 o'clock game over at Morton's Gap, Hopkins County Central High School. We'll have the game for you here on WPKY Friday night. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. Back with more after this here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Ready to see a show that'll have you singing along to every hit? Enter now for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to We May Be Right, the ultimate Billy Joel tribute. Happening at the Badgett Playhouse in Grand Rivers, treat your family to a night of legendary music, toe-tapping energy, and unforgettable memories. Don't miss out. Enter today at WPKYonline.com and you could be our next big winner. Contest ends March 15th.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw and Caldwell County girls basketball head coach Melissa Thomas for coming in and being on the show this morning. Again, the Lady Tigers will play Friday night at 6 o'clock in Morton's Gap against Crittenden County in the semifinals of the second region tournament. We'll have the game for you here on WPKY Friday night from Morton's Gap. The late game over there will have Hopkins County Central and Henderson County. And then Friday's winners will meet Saturday night around 7 o'clock for the second region championship. The boys tournament is going on this week over last night and today over at Madisonville North Hopkins. Tonight you've got Lyon County and Union County at 6 o'clock. And then the late game tonight has Hopkinsville and Madisonville. So you'll want to check those out. Henderson County and Hopkins County Central advancing with wins last night over at the boys' second region tournament. And do want to remind you once again, there will be a send-off for the Lady Tiger basketball team on Friday out near the field house or in front of the primary school. Either one, you can park at either place and line up to send off the Lady Tigers. That's about around 4:15, so get there early and set up and send off the Lady Tigers on their way to Hopkins County Central for the big matchup with Crittenden County Friday night. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.